Well, just a little over a month now until the end of the legislative session. We want to take some time to talk about some of the issues going on at the Capitol in Bismarck. And joining us right now, Jamestown Representative Bertie Santrum. Representative, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Good to join you.
All right. And so, a few different topics. Of course, transportation has been an issue of note at the Capitol. One of the issues to pass the House was to authorize a study for traffic fines, fees, et cetera, just to kind of look at that.
Right.
You were the only one who represented Stutzman County. You were the only one to vote yes. Your other colleagues voted no. So why did you ultimately support that?
Well, I think we have some of the fees and some of the fines that we have been the same fees and fines we've had in place for over 30 years. And so I think it's okay to revisit those and say, obviously some people may think that we don't need fines or should keep them incredibly low. But I think over the course of 30 years or so, I think it's worthwhile to relook at it and say, what is an appropriate fine? So it is a deterrent. And I think that's the objective. It's not to be a funding source, it's to be a deterrent. So that's what we, I thought it'd be a wise thing to look at it.
And so, kind of also staying on the topic of fees, the, House also approved a bill that would increase driver's license fees, practically doubling the fees. It'd be the first increase in over 30 years. What's kind of your take on that?
Well, the same again. Obviously, the costs are a lot higher than I think it was like a $3 fee, and it's talking about increasing that. Obviously, times have changed, and my thought is that we, whether it's driver's license or vehicle tags, I think we should have we should be paying basically what the costs are. I don't think it should be a money-making proposition, but at the same time, I don't think that the average taxpayer should be subsidizing. If somebody has 16 sports cars that they're licensing, we shouldn't be, as general taxpayers, we shouldn't be subsidizing the payment of those tags. And like I say, I think it's wise to have each of these things, services that we're providing, or tags or licenses, things like that. I think we should be supplying them at what the costs are and not doing them for less than that.
And so staying on the transportation side, Senate Bill 2060 was brought to the House floor this past week, and it related to fining those who aren't wearing seatbelts, particularly adults not wearing seatbelts. And you voted no on that bill. What's kind of the reasoning behind that?
Well, some things aren't necessarily simple black and white. I think one of my concerns is that, there are multiple states that have the primary and are not doing as well as we are as far as seatbelt people complying with that. I guess one of my concerns is that I think we have quite a few things that we should be working on already. I don't know that increased fines or increased enforcement necessarily changes things as much as maybe some other things, maybe as far as education. And I guess probably the biggest thing that affected me is last a few weeks ago, we were, one of our law enforcement people was almost hit while they're out on the road, almost hit by a car as they were out policing an area. And you realize that this is a dangerous activity. And so do we need for them to do that? We already have this primary enforcement in place for, I believe that we have that in place for people that are under 18 and also for commercial drivers. Mm-hmm. And so I think those are the key things. I think if you're over 18, you should probably know better, and you should be. But I don't know that necessarily it's wise for us to be utilizing police to make a point of going after that.
All right.
So that was my thing. Like I say, police safety, I guess, would be the primary, one of my primary concerns there.
Yeah.
And we are making, and we're making progress. We're making great progress.
Yeah. And so, and just kind of shifting gears here, you've introduced and sponsored quite a few bills here this semester. Really surprising to me when I kind of looked that up. It's quite a bit of number of bills. And so one of the bills that you were a sponsor of, but then ultimately voted against, was a civil asset forfeiture bill. You want to kind of go into detail on that?
Well, we have the opportunity to, I co-sponsored that. And sometimes when things are presented, obviously, we don't have time to study all the nuances of it. The idea behind civil asset forfeiture reform would be that that we don't take something that objects or possessions or money from people unless there's a very, very good reason for it. And we really have not had abuses in North Dakota. For all practical purposes, we've got a great system. You got to go to a judge. It's a really good thing. The problem with that particular bill, in my opinion, was that it really went too far, and it would have given a lot of opportunities for, or reasons that the judge would have had to give the money back to drug dealers and people like that. So that's where I really departed. It just went too far, and where I think it's going to cause a problem.
Yeah, and so another bill that you've co-sponsored is an alternative teacher licensure bill. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we have a lot of small communities that are having difficulty getting teachers, and might have I know of one example of a retired veterinarian that loved children and loved teaching, and so this is a way that. Presently, for example, they would not be qualified to teach science or biology. Like an accountant, a CPA would not be qualified to teach bookkeeping or business. And so this is a thing where people already know the information. They're already invested in the community. And this is an opportunity for them to receive an alternative certification, which would be pretty quick rather than going back to college for a couple of years, where they could... they could be certified that they know their information, they understand the teaching concepts, so it'd be an opportunity that we could provide teachers in some of these places where they're really suffering. And unfortunately, right now, what's happening is that in some of these smaller communities, is that the teaching graduates will go there for a couple of years, get some experience, and then they first chance they get, they go to a bigger place. This is a case where people quite often are already in those communities. They're already invested, and they're likely going to be there for the rest of their lives, or at least for a long time. So it's really a win-win. Sometimes there are farmers that have 4-year degrees, and this also could potentially work, really well for some of them. So I think it's a really positive thing that. Can provide teachers. And like I said, there's a great shortage of teachers right now.
And so as we kind of look at wrapping up here, any upcoming events at the Capitol, any bills that you're looking forward to seeing come on the floor in committee?
I think, let me see, right now we're dealing with the posting and the posting bill, and this is a very important bill. It has to do with the personal property rights, but also hunting privileges and making that work. Our agriculture and another committee had full day of hearings yesterday, and we have an additional time of hearings coming up. And we've had a lot of hunters from the area that have called me, and I'm planning on not supporting that particular thing. Actually, I've got an amendment to it that I'm hoping that we can have a study. And my hope is that we can get the the ranchers, the farmers, the property owners, and the sportsmen's groups together and iron out and communicate and figure out a good way that everybody's concerns can be dealt with. So that's something that that we're working on. And I think that's one of the bigger items that I think that really matters to District 12, a lot of the District 12 people.
All right. So any final words as we kind of close things out?
Well, I just, it's really an honor to represent District 12 in Jamestown. And I really appreciate all the citizens that reach out to me, send me emails and texts and, you know, weigh in on things, send me letters. It's very, very helpful to hear back home on from back home on what people think about different bills. It really helps to make the decision. So I appreciate the input.
All right, Representative Satrum, thanks so much for joining us.
Welcome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.